Hey everybody, this is Kevin.
And this is Alyssa, and you're listening to
Generation Gap. Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of Generation Gap. My name is Kevin.
My name is Alyssa.
And we are here to talk to you about kind of the gap in our generation, kind of how we don't understand each other. She comes from this new generation. They do a whole bunch of weird things that I don't really get. And I'm kind of the same way with her. Like, she don't understand me too much. Let me give you a little bit background about myself. My name's Kevin. I have 7 kids total. Lissa here is my oldest.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we just kind of wanted to take a minute, you know, give you a little introductory about ourselves. I am about to be 30 years old, and I know it seems pretty young, but man, it feels really old after having all these kids. It kind of wore me out. Let them know a little bit about you, Lissa.
Okay, well, my name is Alyssa. I turn 15 tomorrow, May 29th. I play soccer, and I have...
Well, what do you do in soccer? What position do you play?
Oh, I'm supposed to say all that?
I mean, you can say whatever you want to say, really. I mean... Oh.
Well, I play defense, but I can play any position anybody wants to put me in. I have 5 brothers and 1 sister. It's never quiet in our house.
It really isn't. But,
yeah. And I'm going to be a sophomore next year.
Yeah, they grow up real fast and you don't even realize it. Okay, but, yeah, I just figured, you know, our first episode here, we're going to start off on a topic that has been bugging me more than anything about this new generation. But, you know, I've decided we're only going to go on my side of things this week. I mean, we'll save her side for next week. That way she kind of understands where I came from, kind of what we have going on. And that is going to be slang words. That's what you're going to be up against this week, Lissa.
Dang.
So, I mean, first of all, let's do like a little brief introduction of slang words. What exactly is a slang word?
Like, a word that really doesn't really have a definition, and it's like, it's a word, I don't know how to really explain it. It's like a word you can...
Okay, well, I've done a little bit of background on these slang words.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna kind of help you out a little bit. How long do you think slang words have been a thing?
No, no, since like forever.
How long's forever to you?
What's your point of view? Since like the 1950s.
Since the 1950s.
Yes.
Well, what if I told you that slang words have been a part of human interaction and human, you know, speech since the earliest recorded is in the 16 to 1700s.
Okay. So, I thought they used fancy words back then.
You know, it's not even... And slang words is not something that you just kind of like have in the English language. I mean, slang is what it's called in the English language, but I mean, you have that type of stuff with other languages as well. I mean, I don't really know all that many other languages, but I do know that I used to like do French in high school, and there are certain stuff like you would ask like ça va, which just kind of means like how are you, and for the teenagers, instead of them saying, you know, like muy bien, like whatever they say, and then they would just say ça va back. So it's like, how's it going, like you're just asking two of the same thing. But see, when I did my research the other day, it kind of showed that slang words actually became kind of a thing in the 16 to 1700s because it was an actual speech that criminals used.
Oh.
So in order for them to evade the law and make sure that they didn't get caught or the police didn't understand what they were talking about, they would use slang words.
Kind of like code words?
Yeah, like you know, like, we'll talk about money and they'd be all like, yeah, some of them Diamondbacks or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And people are just like, what the heck are they talking about? Like, but it would sound like normal type of speech. It would sound like normal words with a separate meaning. And that's kind of where all these slang words come in. But throughout the years, slang words have just been kind of a part of our speech. Like, they're no longer just their own language like they were when the criminals had them. Like, now it's just like, oh, hey, that's cool, like, that's whatever. Like, you're using words that don't actually mean what they're supposed to mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, because of that, I've decided let's do a little bit of a game.
A game?
Yes, a game. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna go through these popular 90s slang words.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that I used when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell me what they mean.
Like, guess what they mean?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Excuse me.
Let's see here. First things first. I.
Like, okay. Like, you say something, you're like, you get it, right? Like, okay,
it's,
like...
It's kind of the derivative of, all right.
But, well, yeah, I mean, like,
but
that's what I mean.
They kind of shorten that together. I mean,
yeah,
that's pretty
good.
Yeah,
like, I meant, like, okay, like, I get, like...
What about all that and a bag of chips?
All that and a bag, like, something's good or something?
Not just that. Like, yeah, it's good. But we're talking really good here.
Oh, like...
We're talking about, like, my new car is all that and a bag of chips.
Oh, so it's, like, really good.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, that's awesome. As if.
it means what, like, as if, like, it's kind of really hard to explain that one, because, like, you know what it means, but you can't really.
I get what you're kind of saying.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Like, it's like if somebody were to tell you, like, oh, hey, he's going to go and race that car down this cliff tomorrow or something. You'd be like, as if, like,
be like,
whatever.
Nah, he's not really going to do it. Yeah, like that.
Bling.
Bling?
Bling.
Like, shiny diamonds? Like.
Yeah, they've kind of used that word. That's kind of bridged the gap over the years.
Yeah.
Bling is still kind of used in a bunch of songs that I hear you listening to and whatnot. Booyah.
Like, yes. Like booyah. Like, you're like, yes. Or, like, something like that. Like,
man, you're doing a lot better with these than I thought you would. Da bomb.
The bomb, like, it's the great. Like, it's, like, great. It's, like, it's, like, I'm trying to, like, it's the bomb, like, it's the great, like, it's the greatest, like, the coolest, I don't, like, something like that, like, I'm trying to...
Like, if I got a new car, then you'd be like, man, that car's the bomb.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I, like, yeah.
Don't go there.
Like, don't, like, don't go there means, like, don't even, like... It like, means what it means, like, it's like,
it
don't go there.
It means what
there.
It means.
Yes, it means, like, don't go there, like, don't talk about that, like, something like, it can deal with the head. Yeah.
What a definition. Good job, Liz. Eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts?
Yep.
Like, if you're mad at someone and, like, they say something, you're like,
yeah, but what's it kind of, like, meaning, though? Like, kind of.
It's like, eat, like. I don't know. That's
it. It was the 90s, like, weird, stupid, retro, like, way of telling someone to kiss your butt.
I know. I was going like, to say that, kinda, but I didn't want to be wrong.
No, it's like, kiss my butt, you know, eat my shorts. It was actually used a lot in the Simpsons. Mm-hmm. Bart used it a lot as one of his, like, big catchphrases. Fly.
like it's so fly, like it's...
Like, if you had to use a word now to describe fly, what would you use it? Like, normal word, not slang word, normal word.
Fly. It's so cool?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's part of it. Back then, most of the time, it was, like, guys using it for girls. Like basically to indicate, like, man, she's hot. Like, she looks good. That chick is fly. FYI, I mean, that one's kind
FYI.
Of... That one's still kind of... I mean, you know, it stands for... What?
For your information.
For your information, yeah. That one's another one that's kind of still stayed around for a while.
I even use that.
All right, here's one that's going to make you a little uncomfortable. But it doesn't mean what you think it means. Getting jiggy.
Like dancing?
Wow, you actually knew that one. Getting jiggy, it actually became a term after, the music video from Will Smith, Getting Jiggy With It. And, Getting Jiggy With It, he had this dance going on with, so it's like, they started talking about, like, alright, getting jiggy is like, you know, dancing like no one's in the room, like going crazy.
Yeah. See, I knew that one.
Hella.
Like, you can be like... It, like, depends what you use it for. Like, you can be, like, that building is hella big. That means, like, it's really big or, like, something like that. Yeah.
Man, I feel like you're doing so much better on these 90s one than I'm going to do anywhere close to yours.
Well, I've told you what some of them meant.
I know, but still. Home skillet.
What?
Home skillet.
Home skillet?
Yeah.
Can you, like, use it in a sentence?
No. I want to hear your... If you had to guess home skillet, I'll let you know afterwards, but I want to hear this one.
I don't know. It's just...
If you had to guess...
Hot? Home skillet?
Hot? No, home skillet's kind of like it's another word for your friends. You'll just like
he's my home skillet?
You like walk up and be like, "Sup, home skillet?"
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I used it. I used that one.
For real?
Yeah. I'm totally bugging.
I'm totally bugging. Like, I don't really know how to like explain that one, kind of.
So if you think someone's bugging, what do you think they're doing?
Like they're bugging you.
I mean, that's a separate type of term for bugging. But that's like, that's not what it was used for in the 90s though.
Well, I I don't know how to explain it. That's the thing.
Back in the 90s, if you started freaking out about something, you were totally bugging.
Oh, yeah. I've heard
so it's
it.
Like, I'm totally bugging. Like, I think I failed that test. I'm bugging.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that term in, like, movies.
Yeah, I mean, bugging, that's weird to me because, like, growing up, before that became, like, a slang word, that's what I thought it was. It's just, like, quit bugging me, you know? Like, quit annoying me.
Yeah.
Here's one you still use. My bad.
Yeah, my bad means, like, my bad. Like,
just means my fault. I'm
my
sorry.
Fault. Yeah.
My bad. There's one that's also real easy, too. No duh.
No duh.
Like, oh, so I did do that. No duh.
No duh. I literally still use that word.
Not...
It is not?
Is no, it's just... I didn't use this one much. I mean, a bunch of the teenage girls that I you know, talked to, hung out with and stuff, they did. But it was... I always found this one annoying because it's like... It's basically like making fun of something, kind of like psych out verbally. So you'll be like... You'll be all like... Man, that's a really cute jacket.
Not.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Like, it's,
not
like, real
it,
stupid.
It.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
I sometimes do that, though.
All right. What about the, what about oh snap?
Like, oh god, like, like, yeah, like, oh my god, like, oh gosh, like, oh snap, like, yeah. You understand. Like, I suck at explaining.
Oh snap.
Like, oh my gosh, like, yeah.
Man, some of these, that's what I'm saying though, is like some of these words from back in the day, like, yeah, we had our slang words, like we had a whole bunch of like crazy whatever you want to call it, but like they were still words. You guys all have those weird sound effects going on, but ours are still understandable.
Okay, there's only some of ours that have sound effects, which like usually people don't even use anymore. I just had a phase where I used it.
Sup?
What's poppin'? What's up?
That's basically all it is. Oh, yeah. It's just a shortened version of what's up. Yeah.
Hey.
Take a chill pill.
Calm down. I still use that too.
You need to take a chill pill, then you need to calm down.
Yep.
Yeah. Talk to the hand.
Like, you're gonna know. You're like, talk to the hand. Don't even talk to me. Like, yes. I still use that.
Like, I've heard enough. Talk to the hand. That fat. PHAT.
That fat?
Yeah.
Like, are you talking about something that's like fat?
No, it's fat, man. It's not FAT. It's PHAT.
That's fat.
Like, if I looked at you and I'm all like, man, you got a fat crib.
I got a fat house?
Yeah, you got a fat house. Your house is over there where all the heavy people go. Believe me, I'm one of them. Nah, that fat meant like, man, that's cool. That's awesome. You're like, yeah, I got the house to myself for the weekend. You're like, man, that's fat. What's the 411?
What's like the info? Like, what's the deets? Like, what? Like, what's the port? Like,
I'll tell you what it is, just because you have explained this one to me before. But basically, it's like you coming up to someone and say, "What's the T?"
Yeah.
The 411 is just asking if there's any gossip going around.
Oh yeah.
It's just asking, like, okay, so. You know what's going on with all the gossip and whatnot?
Yeah. I just said, what's the tea?
I know. Hey, Mama's giving you plenty of this one, which is actually the last one on this list, which is whatever. This one actually became popular off of a movie. It's a movie that I don't know if you've seen or not, but it's that Alicia Silverstone movie, Clueless.
Oh, I've seen
they
that,
actually
yes.
They actually like made that on there, and after that it became real popular.
For real? Over that movie?
Yeah.
Dang,
that's just like that whole like getting jiggy with it stuff with Will Smith. So I mean, out of all those, what do you think the weirdest one stands out for you is?
The house skillet one.
The home skillet?
Oh, I said house skillet. Yes, the home skillet. That's,
really?
That sounds so weird.
Just like, hey, what's up, home skillet?
Mm-mm, no, that just sounds weird.
I think that one became popular off of a... Actually, I don't know what that became popular off of, to be honest with you. It's just another word for friends. I mean, that one's had a lot throughout the years, too, though. It's like, homies and, like, what's up, dog? Or, you know, like, some of those stupid little dills. So I mean, it just all depends. But now then, do you think that if you were to go back in time to the 1990s and you started hearing just like a teenage group of people talking, uh-huh, and all of a sudden they just start busting out with their slang, do you think you'd be able to understand what they're saying?
Yes.
Like, completely?
I think I would.
You think so?
Because I knew most of the words on there. And I'm really good at understanding, like, slang, so. Because it goes based on how they use it in a sentence. And that's how I guess, like, what they're talking about. And how it's, like, how it's in, like, when they, like, when they're saying something and, like, how it is in a sentence, it's, like, how I figure out what they're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know if I would be able to do that with your slang terms.
Well, you know what? I mean, I thought this episode would be probably just a little bit longer, but you were able to pick them out pretty good. So why don't you throw some of those slang words out on me that you got going on?
Okay. Let's see if I can think of some on the top of my head. Okay. Hold up. I have to think of some.
So, like, I just don't understand a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
Like back in the day, like, you guys will yeet something if you throw it real hard, right? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think we'd do back in the day?
What do you mean?
Like, if we were throwing something real hard, what do you think it'd be? We'd chunk it.
Oh, chunk it.
Yeah, we would chunk that sucker.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah, my bad. Sus.
Well, I'm guessing that means, like, suspicious or suspect.
Yeah.
I only know that because I played that Among Us game with you that one time, and we were just talking about, like, this guy's sus or that guy's sus, and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Next word. Yeet.
Yeet. Oh, we just talked about it 2 seconds ago. What's funny is, like, I always wonder what the heck yeet was, because that's not even a word. Like, sus, you just kind of use, like, a abbreviation of suspect, you know? But, like, yeet? Like, yeet.
Yeah, and it was originally a dance move. So.
From what?
I don't know. It was a dance move.
I don't know where.
It's not just meaning like yeet, like throwing something or like yeet, you know? Like, it's used for also lit.
Lit.
Lit. Like it's lit.
Lit.
Oh, that's another word.
That should be another word. Because lit, I mean, what, that means, like, something's, like, really, like, cool or something?
Yeah, like, it's awesome. Like, it's like, lit.
It's
this
lit.
This party is lit. Like, it's awesome.
Okay, but if somebody ever came up to me and told me something was lit, I was going to say that it's going to be either bright by lights or on fire.
Yeah. Next question.
Next question? Go ahead, I have answers.
Cap.
Well,
my chopstick.
I know this one always confuses me because there's like cap, which is kind of like what, lying, and no cap, which is like not lying, but I don't understand where that one came from because for me, cap has always been like a hat or like the cap on a pin, you know, a cover.
Well, yeah, but yes, you got it right. No cap means like no cap. Like,
yeah.
Like you're not lying. And a cap means you are lying.
What's up? Okay. What?
Oh, here's another one. Bet.
Bet. Well, that's one your brother uses all the time.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, hey, we're eating tacos tonight. He'll be like, bet.
Bet.
Like, what is it, like, okay, or, like...
And, like, yes, it's, like, yes.
It's, like, it's like just, like, yes?
Like, it's, like, you're, like, oh, you want to go to movies? Be, like, bet. Let's go. Yes. Like...
See, when I was a kid and we used bet, then it's, like, we would just, like, bet someone to do something, you know?
Like, oh, well, we also do that too.
I know, but that's what it'd be. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And like, yeah, bet. And, you know, like, but... Yeah, you guys use it kind of as an affirmation.
Okay, next one. Dope.
dope. Well, dope probably just means cool, because dope was kind of becoming popular like towards the end of high school for me. But the thing is, like, you know, dope is another one of those that has an alternative meaning, right? Because dope is actually another, like, it's another word that they describe for, like, certain drugs. Oh. Like, man, that guy's got dope on him, you know?
Oh. Well, no, we just use dope for, like, cool, like, that's dope.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Next one. Snatched.
Snatched?
Snatched.
What, you like take it away from someone or what?
Well, try to get.
Well, no, that's what I'm asking. That's what I think, like, it would be.
It's like, kind of like they're like, even I don't really know how to explain it. Like, it's like snatched. Like, I love those sneakers. They are so snatched. Like, they
what? Like. What does that mean?
Kind of means like they're.
Snatch has always been kind of like a word I'd use to describe something of somebody like taking something.
No, like.
Like, man, snatched. He just snatched that sucker off the counter, no, or like, hey, that guy, that receiver snatched it out of the air.
It's one of those words where like you can't really describe it, but you know what it means. Okay,
you're not helping me nor some of our older viewers here.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's our generation. We know what it means. It's just we can't really explain it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Another one. Flex.
Flex. That means you're like showing off, right?
Yeah. It's one of those words we use a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite one. Low key.
Low key. I don't really know exactly what low key, like it's like seriously or something.
No, it's like,
because like you'll be like, oh, I low key think that he's up to no good, but it's like, what the heck's low key
it's
mean?
It's like low key, like down low, like you're not like, it's like you wanna keep it on the down low, I'm trying to get like. Think of
a, you know, it's pretty sad whenever I ask you what your words mean and you can't even tell me.
Well, no, I'm just trying to, no, I just really suck at coming up with sentences. Like, I low-key want to go back to school. Like, you don't really want to go back to school, but, like, you kind of want to. It's like things you kind of want to do, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, next one, high-key.
High key. What's high key?
That means you really want to do a high key. I like. That means you really want to do it.
So high key.
I high key can't wait for this day to end. Like high key, like you want this, the day to end. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one? I'm dead.
I'm dead. I've seen this one on Facebook, I think. And I'm pretty sure I'm dead just means, like, I'm done. Like, this is so freaking funny. I'm done.
Yeah, like, I'm done. Like, I'm dead. Like, yeah. I say that word all the time. Or, like, you just, like, don't really want to do something, you know? And, like, you're, like, dead, you're tired, and you're, like, I'm dead. You know? Yeah. Okay, spill the tea.
Spill the tea. We talked about that one a while ago.
Yep.
And it's the same as what?
What's the 411?
What's the 411?
Yeah.
It's just,
which is spilling
which
gossip.
Is like, what's the gossip?
Yeah. Okay, shook.
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 I don't even know where to begin on that one. Shook.
Shook.
I don't know.
Like, you're shook, like, you're shaken, like, kind of scared, kind of, like,
so, like, shook. It's saying that I'm scared?
Kind of, like, it's like, you're shook, like, there's different ways you can use it. You'd be, like, shook, like, you're actually, like, shaken, like, you know?
Okay.
Or, like, if you see something cool, like, you don't expect to, like, see something, like, really cool, and you're, like, dang, I'm shook.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, if you see something cool, you're like, dang, I'm shook. It means, like, you're kind of, like, surprised. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fat.
Oh my gosh. No. Okay. Sorry. Big Mad.
Let's just do about one more. What's that?
Big Mad.
Big Mad.
Yes.
Big Mad.
Big Mad.
Just means you're like really mad?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be like, you say something to someone and they're like, why are you big mad for? Like, that means like you're really mad.
Yeah.
Why are you mad?
Okay. Well, yeah, let's go ahead and end that there. We are running a little low on time here. Plus, I have to make room for the daily dad joke of the day.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. The daily dad joke. All right. I'll just give you a quick one, all right? You ready for this dad joke?
No.
All right. A cyclops looks at his wife, and he says, how do you spell Hawaii? And she says, you need two eyes. And he says, is my life just a joke for you, Linda?
That made no sense whatsoever.
It really did. It was funny.
That really did not.
It's a cyclops. He has one eye. She said, you need two eyes to spell Hawaii. That has been the dad joke of the day.
That was really bad. Next episode, I want to say a dad joke.
You can't tell a dad joke. You gotta be a dad to tell a dad joke.
Well, I can tell a dad joke.
All right, everybody, look forward to next episode, Lissa's dad joke. And next week, whatever you want to talk about next week, what we got going? Talking about fashion style. Talk about different vehicles, the different types of movies or music.
Movies.
Okay, it sounds like we are going with movies next week, guys.
Yep.
All right. Well, you want to take us out? Tell everybody to make sure they subscribe.
Make sure you subscribe and
leave us a like.
You can find us on different platforms. Such as Spotify,
Anchor,
and
Pocket Cast.
Wait, did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
All right, guys, we're gonna go ahead and head out. So we wish to see you guys on future episodes, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.